breaking news this afternoon internationally, which is fascinating to me, and I'm not quite sure exactly 100% of what to make of it. And thank God Bob Baer is here. Bob Baer, you know him, you love him, you see him on cable news, on CNN specifically all the time, but also has written a number of books and was the central figure in the book and the film Syriana. And is an expert in the Middle East, probably one of the most decorated CIA officers of all times. And Bob, I think probably the most the big news here is that Vladimir Putin is ordering troops out of Syria right now. But what does that actually mean? And does he mean it?
That's a good question. I mean, is he going to pull troops out? We simply don't know. We can't get into Putin's mind. He might not. This may be just a negotiating ploy with the United States. Certainly Kerry and Washington, D.C. doesn't know what's going on in Moscow, nor do they know what's going on in Damascus. So I think it's sort of a wait and see what he does. But frankly, Syria's a quagmire. I just got back from there, and you don't know who's in control. I mean, you can't tell the difference between the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and even in Damascus, I'm not even sure that Bashar al-Assad's in control. I have real doubts that he is. So the Russians have gotten themselves into a mess, and they clearly haven't brought peace to this part of the world. So they're using this truce, you know, to save what they can.
And so what do you make of the, you know, it seems like he's just kind of said, well, we've largely achieved our objectives. We're good. I mean, that seems so very, very abrupt. What is your take on that?
I think, you know, that with the price of oil the way it is and Russia out of money, and Putin has probably just thrown up his hands. He's not going to say this in public, Amy, but it's clear he can't do anything with this country. I mean, you know, most of the fighting is being done by Iranians and Hezbollah, which is just a fantastic thing. And, you know, the Russians are bombing. But what are they bombing? They don't know what they're bombing. They're too high. They're not very accurate. And what's the end game in Syria, especially when you have the Turks, you know, shelling a large part of Syria, and you risk getting into a major war that would start to look like World War III very soon.
Yeah.
And I think this is all very dangerous for him.
Well, and you've already had one clash between the Turks and the Russians, right, in the air a couple of months ago. And that's, you know, that luckily did not escalate into something worse, could have, didn't. There was good diplomatic work, I think, on all sides there. Although Putin, it seemed to me, and Bob, purely speculating here, but you tell me if I'm onto something. It seemed to me that Putin wanted to be the first one in case this thing fell in his direction. But now he sees it's pretty intractable. And as you point out, there's, you know, everybody and their mother is in there fighting at some level. And there's no clear winner. So in the meantime, why not get it? It's expedient to get out before more of his guys are coming home in body bags.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Ro. I mean, and there's also Turkey. Let's go back to that. The president of Turkey is a Muslim Brotherhood member. You know, he's sympathizes with the Islamic State in a large degree. He may be claiming to fight it, but his wife just came out and said, you know, what's wrong with harems? You know, it's a good way to organize society. Which for any secular Muslim, that's just like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Moderate Muslim,
harems are something of the past. So there's so many contradictions and so many points of conflict in this that if Putin still has a brain, and you know, he's saying, hey, I tried my best and it's not working. But I think you're absolutely right. He just said, I'll give it, you know, I'll try to see what I can do, change the, because we didn't go in. And, you know, he says, I've tried, you know, and now he's getting out.
Funny, because it's seems to be an Afghanistan lesson being learned here, right? The Russians, before Vladimir Putin, you know, were in Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan. There doesn't seem to be any real long-term solution to third parties being in that country and really making it any better. And that, by the way, goes back hundreds of years, even arguably over 1,000 years. But Syria is different because Syria sits on the Mediterranean. Syria has, you know, it's between some fairly large economies. It sits in between major oil pipelines. It's an exit point for major oil pipelines. And it's got a lot of things going for it, and it's got a lot of strategic interest, and yet nobody knows how to figure out, because everybody wants a little piece here. And I think it's just fascinating that basically Mother Russia said, all right, we're out, at least for now.
Yeah, I think it's the same way with Afghanistan and Iraq. We say, well, we couldn't do anything with Iraq, now we're out. You know, we'll keep a few troops there to keep a semblance of order. But at the end of the day, the Middle East is going into, you know, it could be a 100 years war for all I know, with these borders are going to get redrawn. There's nothing the Russians can do. There's nothing we can do.
And you were just there, and your assessment, you were just there, and this is something the United States government used to pay you to do. Your assessment from being on the ground there is there's nothing the U.S. can do at the moment?
No, it's much too confusing, and no American officials go there. The press isn't basically allowed in. And when I went across the border and we got to the border guards, it was Hezbollah, this Lebanese group, was in charge of the border. Come on. That's where I handed my passport to a Hezbollah guy. It's like, you know, I'd never seen this. I was served in Syria. I've never seen such a decay of power so quickly, and militias running around and organized crime. And, I don't claim to understand it. All I know is it's Mad Max territory.
Bad. All right.
So given the kind of guarded response both from the U.S. and from the High Negotiations Committee that really leaned on the word if a lot, if he's serious, if he's, you know, really going to implement this withdrawal, you know, given that, do you think this is a bit of a smokescreen for something else, or do you think this is an earnest effort?
I think there's a lot of pressure from the United States. You know, he doesn't want more sanctions. He probably, you know, he gave new life to the Syrian army, or at least to the Iranians. Maybe there are no more targets to bomb. I just can't see the Russians putting troops into Syria. I mean, real combat troops. So he probably has done what he could. And I don't think he's going to leave completely, because that's the one point of influence the Russians have. Is Syria in the Middle East, and Syria also leads important influence in Iraq. So he may have made his statement, and then he's going to sit back and see what comes next. But yeah. I certainly don't trust Putin to carry out what he promises.
Yeah, and this is yet to be seen, too. Watch a little bit about what he's going to do now in his own internal situations, Ukraine specifically, because although that's technically external, but if we give him a little more leverage there, because he's out here. I don't know. The whole thing seems often one doesn't happen out of the vacuum of the other.
I was going to say, this is not in a vacuum.
Not a vacuum.
There's a bigger piece that we don't even see.
There's a bigger piece, and don't forget, Syria, Russia, and Iran are opaque countries. What they do and don't do is always a surprise, even for people that have spent their entire lives studying these countries.
Right. Thanks very much, Bob. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks.
All right, Bob Bear. Let's. That's Bob Bear, not Brett Bear. We have a lot of bears on the show.
Lots of bears.
Lots of bears. We got Pat Brady, not a bear, but an elephant, actually. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be the elephant in the room coming up in just a few minutes to explain what's on the ballot and looking ahead to the big election tomorrow, the primary election. Hillary Clinton will be here at 4:10. Stay tuned. Stay right here.